This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, April 20th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last Saturday, I shared the benefits of the powerful positive medicine of laughter. Its benefits are free to anyone who chooses to stretch their smile to a laugh. Today, there are about 24 million of us in Canada who are benefiting from an activity that any of us can choose to do. With this activity, we're lowering our blood pressure, we're improving our mental health, we're combating feelings of isolation, bonding with others, and by our social connectedness, we're also adding years to our life and life to our years. What is it that we're doing? We're being volunteers. By helping others and contributing to the good of our community and our society and the world, we're creating the magical win-win that makes our life and the world better. It's Volunteer Month. The roots of Volunteer Month can be traced back to here in Canada in 1943. It took place during World War II. The original idea was to show appreciation for and honor the women who volunteered and assisted soldiers during and after their service in the war. Now many countries observe it. Beyond the personal benefits of volunteering, our world benefits when we give of ourselves to help others and support good causes. By stepping up and volunteering either locally, nationally, or internationally, in a formal way, in a structured organization, or informally with individual acts of kindness, we're doing our share to make a better world. We're having an impact on the challenges and problems that exist in our world. Who can be a volunteer? Well, any one of us can volunteer. All that is required is a willingness to do, to take on a task and pitch in wherever we see a need and can help. Research shows that just 2 to 3 hours per week or 100 hours per year can result in the most benefits to both ourself and our chosen causes. It's important that we ask questions so that we can determine our volunteer experience is the right one for us. We can select one that is a right fit for our skills, our goals, and the amount of time we can commit. It's also important to know what will be expected of us. And if we feel that we can't deliver, it's best we move on and find another place to volunteer, because there are so many places that can use us. Our objective is to do and be our best for whatever cause we choose to support. It's always easier to go further when the shoe fits and it doesn't pinch. So asking the right questions and making sure that we find the right place to volunteer is a positive thing. If we aren't volunteering already, now in National Volunteer Week is as good a time as any to start. Each of us, regardless of our age, education, abilities, and skills, can be a volunteer. And we can help each other. We can help each other informally by recognizing a neighbor's need, and we can help each other formally by joining an organization and pitch in that way. Happily, we in Canada can take pride in the fact that when it was researched in 2018, 4 in 5 Canadians volunteered. The total number of hours we Canadians volunteered in 2018 reached approximately 2.5 billion, the equivalent of 2.5 million full-time jobs. Without the contribution of volunteers, charities, nonprofits, and others would have had to pay for the services rather than direct them to the benefit of those in need. We, when we volunteer, help many nonprofits remain open. Each of us can do and make a difference when we volunteer. No matter our age, our background, or our ability, we can help by being kind and giving of ourselves in some way. We can share our time, our skills, empathy, and we can give what is our unique ability. In this way, we can build our neighborhoods, strengthen our communities, and our country. It's been said, no act of kindness, no matter how small, is wasted. So today, let's look around us. Let's start small and find the things we can do without being asked and stand up and do them. Let's volunteer what we have and what we can right now. We'll benefit by being selfless. By doing our little part, it will add up and we'll be setting a great example for others so they'll join us. And while we do, we'll also be adding meaning to our life. Remember that win-win. Today, you're from a woman's perspective team will once again volunteer to share their knowledge, experience, and expertise to anyone listening who wishes to take charge of their life and be empowered to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach. We'll speak with our Cupid Linda Miller, get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau, accessibility tip from Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. We'll learn about person-centered care from Jane Teasdale. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And after one important message, we'll get started. We'll learn from financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us eliminate our money worries so we can laugh and enjoy our life, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial joins us to share his vast knowledge and experience as a financial planner. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks for having me today. I found the topic on volunteerism that the topic for the month, interesting, because you wouldn't necessarily think financial planning and volunteerism. But early on in our conversations, I talked about enabling and that financial planners are fundamentally enablers. And so when we think in terms of volunteerism, we think in terms of how can we enable ourselves to be able to give back to our communities. So we have three things that we can give. We gift time and we gift treasure and we gift resources. Treasure is really obvious in terms of giving. The Income Tax Act facilitates our giving of money or assets by allowing for tax deductions that save us some tax on the gifts that we make to a variety of charities or community organizations, etc. Time is perhaps a little different. From a planning perspective, it's about structuring our finances in such a way as to unburden us from the demands of day-to-day living and allow us to lift up our heads and see possibilities. So financial planning, by unburdening us from the challenges of managing money, frees up some time that we can give to other people. Resources is really what's between our ears. Our minds capability to focus on a task and a goal by giving our experiences and our skills. So financial planning really tries to help us in seeing the possibilities of what we can do. And to the extent that we can contribute to society by understanding that we have things to give, financial planning can be a wonderful enabler. Frequently, the people that I most deal with when it comes to volunteerism and giving back to the community are women, frankly. Women are often the stewards of family values. They're repositories for our senses of gratitude and the idea of giving back. Women give us life, and so much of what we have is born of a woman's act of giving. So the best planning I do enlightens us to the possibilities of giving, both to our children, to our grandchildren, our communities, and maybe to those less fortunate. So much of planning is really about unlocking our treasures, and my comment today is really seeing what you can give, not just in treasure, but in time and your resources. And that's the essence of volunteerism, and financial planning is designed to help you discover what you can give.
Well, Kevin, when you speak, you always speak from your heart. And when we first met, you talked about how you met with the people that you deal with and you work with their financial plans so that they can enjoy life and that they can make their money work for them so that they felt comfortable. And if they want to help others, they would find a way with your help. If someone wants to talk to you about their financial plan, getting a second opinion, and perhaps even about freeing up their time and their resources and getting tax benefits if they're sharing their treasures, how do we reach you?
You can send me an email at kgiffen@fullcirclefinancial.ca, or you can call me at 416-708-6229. Happy to talk to somebody about how they might like to give.
Kevin, you give of yourself. I know that the people you deal with appreciate you, and I'm going to encourage anyone listening who wants a second opinion or wants to deal with a financial planner that deals with years of experience from his heart and his mind, just give Kevin a call. He welcomes those calls at 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229, fullcirclefinancial.ca, Kevin Giffen. Thank you, Kevin. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Marilyn. Have a good one.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm going to talk about some tips for natural spring cleaning. It's a great time to give our house a refresh and really get rid of some of the toxic chemicals that we often find in our house that can affect our health. So recent studies show how many toxins the average North American is exposed to daily and how harmful this can be to our body over time. So our bodies contain a network of glands called endocrine system that produces hormones, and the production of hormones impacts many biological processes in our bodies, things like sleep, growth, fertility, reproduction. But unfortunately, we're exposed to many what are called endocrine disrupting chemicals. They're present in our household items, and exposure to these chemicals, even in low amounts, can really alter the body's sensitive hormonal systems, and that can lead to several health problems. So typically, the chemicals found in cleaning products can also negatively impact even our respiratory system. So several studies have found that people working in the domestic cleaning industry, so for example, our house cleaners, have a much higher rate of asthma and respiratory illness than those who have never worked in the professional cleaning business. So also studies have found that professional cleaners sometimes experience high rates of dermatitis, so skin issues, because of the frequent exposure to skin irritants. So it's really important to think about certainly the things that we're exposed to in our regular household, not only if you're a household cleaner, but also you know, if we're cleaning our own house. So some common household items that are, can affect us, for example, are cleaning products, air fresheners and scented candles, and plastic and food storage containers. So each of these areas are a fairly detailed, you know, can be a show to himself. But mostly we're looking at eliminating things like phthalates. These are a class of chemicals that are used to make plastics. We want to avoid chemicals, for example, that have ammonia in it. And sometimes our glass cleaners have it. And there's many what are called volatile organic compounds, including some of the ones that that are often in household cleaners, for example, that can cause headaches, nausea, and even asthma symptoms. Plastic containers can contain bisphenol A, and this is an endocrine disrupting chemical, and that can affect our hormones and increase our estrogen in our body. So next week I'm going to talk about some natural alternatives to and some spring cleaning clips, tips that we can think about from a naturopathic perspective. But if people have some questions about natural cleaners and how to protect our health, they can give me a call. The number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again next week.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we each can hear our best everywhere, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm loving today's theme. Volunteering is a great way to use our skills and our time to share ourselves with people. It is also the thing that brings an abundance of joy as well. There is actually a science to this. Many studies of people who willingly give their time or their money to charities show brain scans that show an activation of the reward section of the brain and an increased level of happier moods. I would agree with this study because every time I give with either my time or my money, I tend to feel a sense of pride and accomplishments for my actions. And I know that the organization that has received these willing donations will benefit from it. When someone asks me what I do for a living, my response is always the same. I help people who have hearing loss have great conversations. I believe it is because of my work that people are enabled to give themselves to these organizations as well as enjoy the fruits of their labors. Hearing well is not just about hearing aids. It is much more than that. I believe that when people hear well, they become reconnected and re-engaged. And that's the best parts of living.
Edmund, you give of yourself to all your clients, and I keep getting calls from listeners who visited you and thanked me for having you as part of the team. So if someone wants to talk to you about their hearing, having a hearing test, or perhaps they have hearing aids that they bought elsewhere that aren't doing the job, I know you help those people. How do they reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone, Marilyn, at 416-754-4327.
Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Ask your questions and get your hearing checked and then proceed and know that you'll not only be able to hear well, you'll be able to participate in conversations and be a volunteer. His number, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Edmund, thank you for what you do and who you are, and thanks for being part of the From a Woman's Perspective team.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. Going to tell you a little bit about a cautionary tale. Unfortunately, as a matchmaker, I get a lot of sort of people coming in and telling me stories that are not so good because maybe they've been online and they've not had a terribly good experience. And certainly Ruth was a case of that. She told me about an online experience, and she said she'd met this gentleman and she thought he was just wonderful. So charming, so well-mannered, just a lovely, lovely guy. And then over time, she said he started to ask her questions about her finances. He seemed very over-interested in her finances. And he'd ask her things that made her really uncomfortable, but she didn't want to be rude. So she was quite frank about it, and she happened to be a woman who was quite well off. And there were other things. So she said, you know, she would call him, and she'd always get his voicemail. And he never actually picked up the phone. And what he would do is she'd leave a message and then he would call her back. And so she Googled him, and there was absolutely no online presence, which was kind of strange for her. So she finally went to her sister and she said, listen, could you go on your Facebook and see if this guy has a profile? And sure enough, he did. He was engaged to someone else. He had a whole life around that he didn't tell her anything about. He didn't do the job that he had told her he was retired from. So he's totally made everything up. And she was really hurt and sort of horrified, as you can imagine. And that's one of the things, you know, when you're working with a matchmaker, we're doing the due diligence on these people. So you're not taking on somebody that you don't know anything about. And unfortunately, that's one of the downsides of online dating, is people can be whoever they want to be. Whereas when they come to Misty River, you know that we have identification from them. We've made sure they are who they say they are. They live where they say they live. If they're still working, they're working where they say they're working. But at the same time, when you're dating anyone in any situation, you can't check your brain at the door. You have to be discerning. You have to listen for signs that aren't good, like, for instance, having somebody not include you as part of their day-to-day life, not making plans for things going forward, like planning a trip in the future or those kind of things. So anyway, it was unfortunate that Ruth came with this terrible story. She has joined our service, and she's enjoying the safety of it and the fact that these people have been verified through our service. It's unfortunate someone has to have a bad experience before they have a good experience.
Well, you're there as a safety net. And the fact that you check people out and you put people together and you have a 75% success rate all speak well to who you are. So happy to have you as our Cupid. If anyone listening is ready to meet someone new and wants to do it in a safe way and not leave their brain at the door, to quote Linda, then this is the way to do it. All you have to do is take down the number. It's toll free and they're open later today. 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. Or log on mistyriverintros.com. There's a link from my website. If you're driving, just remember marylins.ca. Look under On Radio, Sponsor Expert, and you'll find Cupid and all her contact information. Linda, thanks for sharing Ruth's story. It's a good caution, and it really wakes people up to the fact that it's possible to meet people and be safe, but you have to be smart about it. So thanks again, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. Today I thought I would talk about thyroid disease. You know, we always talk about our metabolism, but what does that mean? Well, the thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland in the front of your neck, and it really is part of the endocrine system, releasing hormones that affect metabolism, bone maintenance, and brain development. And it's not uncommon for the thyroid to be either overactive, which is called hyperthyroidism, or underactive, hypothyroidism, when the gland produces too much hormone or not enough hormone. Now, there's a number of autoimmune diseases that can affect the thyroid, like Hashimoto's thyroiditis and Graves' disease. We know that you can get tumors and cancers in the thyroid. And sometimes after pregnancy and delivery, the thyroid can be slightly inflamed for a while or permanently. The symptoms of thyroid disease really vary depending on whether the thyroid gland is producing too much or too little. If there's not enough thyroid in the bloodstream, thyroid hormone, what you get is fatigue. You can feel very cold. You may get weight gain, constipation, dry skin, and voice changes. On the other hand, if you've got too much going on in the production of thyroid hormone, you can get fatigue again, but you may have anxiety and palpitations, feeling very intolerant to hot temperatures, sweating. It's like your body's overreacting to everything. You're too turned on. And so it's not uncommon as we get older for our thyroid not to work as well. And I think particularly for women, this can have health consequences in terms of menstrual cycles and fertility. So what I would say is if you think something's going on with your thyroid, if you think your metabolism is not what it should be, is not usual for you, either you're gaining too much weight or losing too much weight, there could be lots of causes, but one of those causes could be a thyroid problem. So see your doctor, double check that your thyroid is functioning properly, and then you can move from there in terms of whatever symptoms you're having.
You don't know what you don't know. If you want useful advice and clear language and take charge of your health, then remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. It's a best-selling Canadian book. It's available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, drvivianbrown.com. And you're welcome to call me if you wish to order a signed copy at 416-504-6777. The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. You can't go wrong when you take charge of your health and you know what to look for. Thank you, Dr. Brown. It was very interesting learning about the thyroid, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marilyn. Take care.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her weekly Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Condo apartments can be the perfect smart move for seniors looking to smart size their living arrangements. They are safe, convenient, and affordable. Right now, I'm working with several clients who are searching for the perfect condo apartment. So here's my top six things I look for in senior-friendly condos. Number one, ground floor units. I love finding my downsizing clients a condo apartment on the ground floor. They provide instant access to outdoor space, usually a terrace or patio, for activities like puttering among the tomato plants or taking Fido for his daily constitutional. Number two, quote-unquote mature buildings. Another feature of senior-friendly buildings is that they were built 20 years ago or more. These buildings tend to offer larger units, and for my downsizing clients, space considerations are at the top of their priorities. In my experience, these older buildings also have a higher population of retired folk and fewer tenants, meaning they're more likely to be quiet places to live. Number three, location, location, location. A key feature of a seniors-friendly condo apartment is the location. Choosing a condo that is near to public transit can be a very valuable feature for a client's aging-in-place strategy. There might be a time when driving isn't an option, so staying near familiar shops, restaurants, and service providers is definitely a feature we are going to consider. Number four, assess the amenities. Recreation and entertainment facilities can offer a ton of enjoyment for downsizing seniors. Take stock of what is important, whether entertaining grandkids in the indoor pool or achieving personal health goals in the condo's fully equipped gym. Perhaps even a separate suite for overnight guests. Number five, budget. As part of the long-term financial plan for retirement, condos can provide a budget-friendly option with fixed costs. Monthly fees may cover all building amenities and maintenance, as well as individual utility use. And finally, number six, convenience. Imagine no more lawn maintenance this summer or next winter with no snow shoveling. Simply pull into your heated underground parking and never mind about the outside maintenance either. There's no doubt that condo apartments can offer an attractive, carefree retirement. The convenience, community, and safety of condo living are some of the primary features that make these vertical villages a popular choice with downsizing seniors. If you'd like to learn more about the condominium lifestyle option, please reach out to me to request your copy of Condo Considerations, a helpful guidebook that answers the questions my clients commonly ask. Like everything at Smart Realty Solutions, it's absolutely free of cost or obligation. You can also request it by visiting our website, smartrealtysolution.com.
Well, Sharon, those six pointers are definitely worth repeating, but we don't have the time. Anyone who wants to think about condo living and assess it in a practical, realistic way, Sharon Parenteau isn't just about getting you to sign on the dotted line and sell. It's about spending time and doing things right. No rush, no regrets. Those are her words. Give her a call, have a conversation, and learn what the possibilities are so you can have peace of mind going forward. Her number, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. And ask her about her free literature. It's educational and it will benefit you. Thank you, Sharon. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you too, Marilyn.
Now Jane Teasdale, co-owner of award-winning Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center, joins us. Good morning, Jane.
Morning, Marilyn.
You've just returned from Bordeaux, France. What things did you find there that were different with a focus on community?
Yeah, it was another great experience. This is the third time I've been, so I look at it with different eyes each time I go. And I found Bordeaux to be very inclusive of all ages and people. The city was very resourceful in using open spaces, parks, free events in the museums to bring people together of all ages. Their transportation system was amazing. Walkable and pedestrian areas, toilets around the city, which provides easy access to older persons wanting to go around and explore. This is something we do not have enough of in Toronto. There were park benches and places to sit in parks and open areas. In the evenings, agencies brought food for the homeless. And I don't mean just cheap food. I mean vegetables, fruit. And they had music playing in the squares for the homeless people in the evening. Toronto, I feel, has a lot to do as a city to provide age-friendly communities and using community assets for people. I was very impressed to see this eco-friendly and resourceful community within the infrastructure of Bordeaux, France.
Well, thank you for describing Bordeaux with your special person-centered care lens. And there are thousands of home care agencies coming out of the woodwork now past COVID. So what do families need to do to make sure that they're getting the right care?
Yeah, so thanks, Marilyn, for that. I think families need to do their due diligence when hiring caregivers or organizations for their partner or family members. There are a number and thousands of organizations providing, you know, on-demand services for home care. Like, it's like ordering a pizza or Uber for your loved one. So families need to be very diligent on the checks and balances. Make sure they are providing the proper oversight of services and choosing a caregiver with experience for more complex cases and have a backup plan in the event the caregiver is sick to ensure a qualified replacement would be available. Very reputable home care agencies have an experienced team of client services to assist families in need. There are a number of home care agencies in Toronto that are very reputable and have a good track record and have been around for many, many years. It is important for families to review their websites, expertise of the owners, review the list of staff and their expertise, ensure they are doing all the checks and balances, and finally, review their testimonials and how they connect with the community.
Well, you're an award-winning company. What makes Mosaic stand out as a home care provider?
So, Marilyn, we actually highlighted this information in our last newsletter because people are putting us in a box where all other home care agencies are providing the same thing. Mosaic is not. Mosaic is a well-developed and integrated person-centered care process, color and shape what the person as client and family experience. Our frontline care teams, many of whom have been with us for 10 plus years, and our client services similarly, and community engagement teams all the way up to senior management. The standard model is, however, typically task-oriented, siloed, and medically focused, emphasizing incapacity rather than intrinsic capacity. Much of the care today has little time for addressing social, emotional needs, hobbies, interests, and community, social connections, and human meaning. We believe it is a dangerous marketplace at this time that assumes all care is the same and all care is basic. Differentiating the Mosaic model from the standard service model is becoming more and more difficult as more and more organizations incorporate person-centered terminology in their language, but not their actions.
Well, you've won that award as person-centered care, and the people I know that deal with you rave about you. So I think that you have your spring-summer newsletter available, and it lists all the things you do, the social programs, the articles, the updates on community agencies, and the supports. Well, tell us more.
So, yes, so great articles. It's not only about Mosaic. We're actually putting a lot of community agencies as well, which is really important. So you can definitely check our website out at www.mosaichomecare.com, and you can download our newsletter to view all the events, and I'll actually send it to Marilyn so she can have it on the website as well.
Thank you, Jane. And I have your phone number. Anyone who wants to find out more about person-centered care and how Jane and Mosaic approach it, call 416-322-7002. That's 416-322-7002. Thank you, Jane, for all you do. And thanks for being you. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, Marilyn.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past. A dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Although I believe good deeds can be done anonymously, doing by example can encourage and motivate others to volunteer. For years, I was growing my business, I had debt, and I needed to support my family. I had very little money to give to charity. The people who had lots gave far more than I could dream of giving. But I did know that I understood fashion and style, and that I had an ability to speak well, and I could share advice and speak to groups and do fashion events. So that's what I did for non-for-profits. They could benefit and fundraise
as I spoke and did fashion shows, and I helped individuals and organizations as often as I could. My dad, Oscar, said, when someone asks, give what you can. The fact that they ask means there's a need to fill, no need to look deeper. He and my mom did as much as they could to help people any way that they were able. I hope their example wasn't wasted on me. I do volunteer my time and have made regular weekly and monthly commitments to help in my community food bank and my local hospital. I hope by telling you this, it'll encourage each person listening to look at themselves and discover what it is they have to share, and then find the person or organization who can use whatever they can donate. Some of us have knowledge and abilities others will appreciate. Simply reading to a person is a gift when they can't read. Or doing a household chore that needs doing when someone's frustrated and can't do it themselves. There are so many ways that we can help one another and make a difference. We can be volunteers, each in our own way. There is a place for us to volunteer anything we have to share, and we can make a difference. It's up to each of us to look within, examine our life, and find the treasures we can give as volunteers. We all have something to contribute. Gandhi wisely pointed out, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. As Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor, I point you to your closets and cupboards this spring. Dig in. Find what no longer serves you, what you no longer need, or what you can spare, and give it to a recipient who'll enjoy and appreciate it. Even empty hangers are of use to individuals who lack enough of them. My closet organizing instructions on my website, marilyns.ca, can guide you. And you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'll gladly guide anyone so they can determine their personal style. Then they can build a useful wardrobe that gives them pleasure and comfort and speaks positively when they walk in the world. And that'll help them release what no longer serves them, so that someone else will benefit. It's a good circle. I help you to help yourself so you can help another. My number again, Marilyn Weston, Wardrobe Doctor, at 416-504-6777. I'm here. And I'm volunteering my time to help anyone who can use my skill and talent as the wardrobe doctor. I'll gladly be there for you. Just give me a call at 416-504-6777. I'll do the best I can. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and you'll continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
All beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Keep your muscles strong as you age. A review of 16 major studies found that just 30 minutes a week of strength training is associated with up to 20% reduced risk from dying from any cause of cancer, heart disease, diabetes. Adding aerobic exercise reduced risk for dying by 40%. The World Health Organization recommends at least 2 days a week of muscle strengthening activities for adults because having larger and stronger muscles appears to help prevent many diseases and prolonging lives. Not moving your muscles puts you at risk for heart failure and premature death. Lack of exercise causes muscle loss. Stopping exercise, even for a short time, causes a dramatic loss of muscle size and strength. It usually takes at least 3 times as long to recover the muscle strength that you lost through inactivity. Recommendations? With aging comes progressive loss of muscle, including heart muscle. Not exercising as you age speeds up this loss of skeleton and heart muscle to increase risk for heart attacks, heart failure, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, and premature death. Exercise is just one part of an anti-inflammatory lifestyle that is so important for preventing diseases and maintaining your quality of life. Other anti-inflammatory lifestyle habits include following an anti-inflammatory diet that includes lots of vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other seeds, and restricts sugar-added foods, all sugar drinks, processed meats, and fried foods. Maintain a healthy weight, avoid smoking, avoiding or restricting alcohol, and watch your vitamin D. You don't want a vitamin D deficiency. Now, to help you get started on your exercise program, just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com, to try my online group training complimentary for 1 week.
We can all keep our muscles strong with the help of Christine as our health coach. A week for free and a conversation with Christine can get you started. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and apparently he has a happy story. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And you are right, I do have a happy story about a wonderful client of ours named Nancy. Nancy lives in a house in Mississauga and called us just before the holidays last year. Nancy wanted to renovate her bathroom. The main reason for the renovation is because Nancy wants to age in place, and she had a bathtub which was becoming challenging to get in and out of on a daily basis. She was hesitant, like most of her clients at first, because of the daunting task of finding the right finishes. What Nancy complimented our company the most about was the way we helped her through the process from start to finish. We met with her at the tile store to help select the perfect tiles. We also met at a couple of her suppliers to choose the perfect vanity. We included Nancy in all decision-making, and that includes plumbing, tile layout, grout color, paint color, and so much more. In just over 2 weeks' time, Greater Toronto Accessibility was able to transform Nancy's bathroom with a low-curb shower with custom glass doors, a new vanity, new toilet, and fresh paint. Our crew works diligently and are punctual. They're also very friendly, as Nancy also gave us compliments about that. The before and after photos will definitely pique your interest and give you an idea of what the possibilities are in your home. I invite you to check out our work at www.greatertorontoaccessibility.com. That's www.greatertorontoaccessibility.com. You can also see our work on our Facebook page. Just type in Greater Toronto Accessibility in the search box and you can look at all of our projects. Lastly, we just want to thank our client Nancy for a wonderful experience and trusting us to get the job done right the first time.
Well, isn't that your motto? Do it once and do it right. Anyone who wishes to see the possibilities of what their bathroom could look like after Daniel Wiskin has a peek and gives you an idea, then definitely consider and remember the name Greater Toronto Accessibility. Daniel, are you still doing your bathroom shows?
Yeah, so I'm doing, it's called the Total Bathroom Check. So I'll come to the house, make a design for you, and give you prices so you know how much it's going to cost. This assessment is $69.95.
And show special, Daniel?
Absolutely. So for the first 3 callers, there will be no fee for you, so you'll save the $69.95. and first three callers this week. So please call me, 647-206-6409.
A total bathroom check. Someone who'll come out, tell you what needs to be done, how it can be done, and best be done so that you do it once and do it right, and then give you a costing that they'll live up to and do it punctually so that if you say you want it done and they say a month, it will be a month. So remember, Greater Toronto Accessibility, Daniel Wiskin, 647-206-6409. Thanks. I'll shout out to Nancy. Hope she's enjoying her new bathroom. And I'll look for it on your website, greatertorontoaccessibility.ca. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, Marilyn.
There is no such thing as a typical volunteer here in Canada. All Canadians from all walks of life can volunteer. We can reap the benefits of volunteering and help our communities, our society, and the world while we do so. Canadian champion curler Sherry Anderson said, "Volunteers don't get paid, not because they're worthless, but because they're priceless." It's good to remember this. We can offer our time, our energy, and skills selflessly. And we can work to make our world a better place. Helen Keller said the unselfish effort to bring cheer to others will be the beginning of a happier life for ourselves. We each are unique, and we can choose to volunteer in our own way by sharing our knowledge, our individual gifts and talents. And some of us may not have the ability to physically attend a space and volunteer. But today, in the world of the internet, it's still possible to volunteer. We each can do what we can and contribute what is ours to give. Some of us can donate our things, others our time, or both. Some may share ideas and solve problems. Some may be mentors. Others may donate blood. Others may knit or crochet gifts. Regardless of who we are, we each have something to contribute. We can volunteer and spread hope and love by volunteering the best way we can. The benefits of volunteering are there for each of us. All we need do is to be of help, however, wherever, whenever we can, with what we have. So let's sign up to volunteer where we fit. Let's be of help and do. And of course, let's not forget the power of our dollar. We always can donate funds as well as our time. We can opt into volunteering and build a better, stronger community and a better world as well. Let's give of ourselves in this National Volunteer Week and month and onward. We have it in our power to create a ripple effect of goodwill. It can be so when we make a positive difference to even just one person or one group or our community or the world at large. We each have it in us to do acts of kindness and be selfless. National Volunteer Week here in Canada, let's do it. Let's say that we're volunteers and let's do what we can to be good volunteers. And let's also say thank you to those who have done and continue to be volunteers. The world is far better thanks to individuals who saw a need and gave of themselves and volunteered. Now it's time to say goodbye and thank you for this week. Thank you to all the service providers, healthcare workers, and caregivers. Thank you to Duncan, Ian, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very, very special thank you to you for joining us this hour. And let's not forget to thank all the volunteers. Please know that all the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for anyone who wishes to take charge of their life. We'll gladly answer any questions and share our knowledge, experience, and expertise. We'll volunteer our help. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca, under the heading On Radio. Or you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston. My direct number, 416 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, look around, see what you can contribute to lighten the burden of others, and then volunteer what is yours to give and help make a better world. You'll be glad you did, and our world will be better because of it. Bye for now. Together, we can do it. Let's all volunteer as best we can. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.